Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Ephraim Tannenbaum. Meseches Bava Kamma has been dedicated by Dr. and Mrs. Chaim Weiss, Bizchus Refuah Shleima of Miriam Farcha Bas Esther.
This shiur is on Meseches Bava Kamma, Daf Lamed Aleph. The Torah in Siman Tuf Yud Gimel presents a Yesedistik of Machlekes Rishenim that has to do with the whole Shakti Vitari and Daf Lamed Aleph. And let's mention before we begin the shiur that Daf Lamed Aleph is an unusual daf which presents a unique challenge for this limud, and that is because the whole daf is really one sugya, one shakti v'tari. It all revolves around the same inyanim, and it's a little bit hard to bring out yesodos without getting involved in the pratim of the shakti v'tari. But nevertheless, we're going to try to bring out some chashava yesodistik and nekudos, and we'll proceed min hakal al hakaved. The Turin Siman Tuf Yud Gimel, when he brings down the Mishnah, the Mishnah tells us about a story of two kadarim, and one falls down, and the second one crashes into the first one and is huzak. And the Mishnah says, "Harishain chayiv min his kesheini." This rishain, the first kadar who fell down, he's lying flat on his back, and the sheini gets damaged by crashing into him. So the rishain is chayiv min his kesheini. The shaila is, what's the machayiv? What's the shame mazik of that rishain? He's chayiv mishum what? Is he chayiv mishum bar, or is he chayiv mishum adam hamazek? That's the most yesedistik shaila in this sugya, which many of the nekudas that we'll talk about subsequently are going to come back to this, are going to be totally on this machlekes rishonim. The Torah writes that this is a machlekes between the Rif and the Rash. The Torah writes that the shitas harif is that the machayiv is mishum adam hamazek, and that the Rush argues and says that the Mechayev is Mishum Bar. Now, Lemaisa, the names involved here, who holds of which Shita, is very unclear. The Tur calls it that the Rif holds it as Mishum Adam HaMazik. The Beis Yosef says that it's hard for him to see where the Tur got this, how the Tur read this way in the Rif. And furthermore, the Tur goes on and he says that the Rambam seems to be not like the Rif, and the Beis Yosef says again that it seems to him that the Rambam is like the Rif, but not like the Rif the way that the Torah brought it down. The Rama also responds to the Beis Yosef. The names in terms of who holds what is very mesubach, and again, it has to do with how each one learns each step in the Shakla Vitaria. But Lemaisa, there is clearly a Machlekes Rishonim about whether the Machayev is Mishum Adam HaMazik or Mishum Bar. And let's use the name of Rashi, although the Torah doesn't mention Rashi in this machlekes, but the Acharonim learned that Rashi clearly was holding that the Machayev is Mishum Adam HaMazik. Rashi, we see it on Rashi and Amar Beis and the Ramaskal Allah Amar Rava, Rashi holds that the Kader HaRishon who falls down is called an Adam HaMazik. And like the Torah says, the Rush holds not like that. And if we accept the way the Beis Yosef and most of the later Poskim understand, the Rif and the Rambam also learn not like that. The Rif, the Rambam, and the Rush all seem to learn that the Machayev is Mishum Bar, while Rashi learns that the Machayev is Mishum Adam HaMazik. So again, in a nutshell, we have a Machlekes Rishonim whether the Machayev of this first Kadar that falls down is Mishum Adam HaMazik, that's Shita Rashi, and perhaps some others, or is Mishum Bar, which is the Shita of the Rush and the Rambam, and perhaps also the Rif. Now, the Torah brings down a second Machlekes Rishonim, which also affects many things in the Sugya. And that's the Shaila of how do we paskin in the first Shakla Vitaria. Right after the Mishnah, in which the Mishnah says that the Rishon is Chayav Beniz Kesheni, so Rabbi Yechanan and Rav Nachman Yitzchak come, and they both make a similar comment. They both say, Avad, if you hold Niskal Pesheya, so then the Rishon is a Pesheya for falling down, so of course he'll be Chayav for whatever happens. But the Mishnah is not limited, it's not going Dafko Lamand Amar Niskal Pesheya. Even if you hold Niskalav Pesheya, the Rishon could also be Chayav. Now that's in the words both of Rabbi Yechanan and Rav Nachman Yitzchak. But they differ in why and under what circumstances the Rishon could be Chayav even if you hold Niskalav Pesheya. Rabbi Yechanan says that the Niskal could be Chayav even if you hold Niskalav Pesheya because it was Hayulei Lamoid, which means that Rabbi Yechanan is making an Ukimta on the Mishnah and saying that that which is the Mishnah is Machayev, the Rishon is Dafka once some time has elapsed and it was already Hayulei Lamoid, he had enough time to get up. Then will be Mechayev the Rishon. Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak argues, and he says, Alpha Pisha Loi Hoyele Lamoid, Hoyele Lahazir Veloi Hizir. Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak holds that the Hoyele Lahazir that he should have given warning, that's also a Mechayev. And so immediately the Rishon will be Chayev even before he had time to get up, provided that he had an opportunity to be Mazir. Rav Yechanan says back, no, Ha'ilei Lahazir is not a Machayev because he is Tarid. We can't expect him to be Mazir. So that's the Machlaikis of Yechanan and Rav Nachman Yitzchak. How do we Paskin in this Machlaikis? The Rif Paskins, and here again, the Tur and Tufyud Gimel brings down the Machlaikis of Yishayinim. The Rif Paskins like Rav Yechanan. And here it's clear, it's very straightforward. The Rif Paskins that way, and the Rambam also Paskins that way. They both Paskin like Rav Yechanan, that the Rishon is only Chayev once the Rishon was Ha'ilei Lamayd. The Rush argues, the Rush says, and again, the Tur brings this down, Adonai Yavi HaRush Zal, argues and says that the halach is like Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, and so the Rishon will be chayev immediately, even before it was Ha'ilei Lamayd, because of the svara of Ha'ilei Lahazir. The Rush says that his reason for arguing on the Rif and passing like Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, the Rush writes something interesting, because Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak is a Basra, and the halach is that we always follow the Basra. Now it's interesting because there's a Rush in Masechet Shabbos, Perek Avodah Zarah Demila, Simen Hey, in which the Rush is masig on a Rif for following this rule of Hilchas HaKabasra. The Rif saw in the Gemara Masechet Shabbos that Rabbah was arguing on Rav and Shmuel, and the Rif said that the Halacha will follow Rabbah because he's a Basra, and the Rush said, no, we don't always pass on like a Basra. We only pass on like a Basra from the days of Abaye V'Rava V'Elach. Before that, we follow the klal that in Halacha Talmud B'Makam HaRav. We'd sooner paskin like the earlier one because he's the Rebbe, he's the more prestigious Paisek. But from the days of Abaye V'Rava V'Elach, the rule switches and then the halacha becomes the Hilchas HaKabasra. That's the Rush in Shabbos qualifies this din of Hilchas HaKabasra and limits it more than the Rif did. Over here, he's masig on the Rif that he should have passed like Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak because he's the Basra. Now that'll make sense if Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak is Mimais Abaye V'Rava V'Elach. The trouble is, there's a Tosfos in Avodah Zarah on Daf Lamed Hey, where Tosfos says that Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak hagya kadmoni yosir me'Rava, that Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak was earlier than Rava. If Rav Nachman Yitzchak was earlier than Rava, then lecher the Rush l'shitase shouldn't paskin like him alts basra. But the emes is that there's a Tosfos in Bava Basra on Daf Mem Vav who says just the opposite. Tosfos over there says that Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak was a Talmud of Rava. And Tosfos brings a raya from a Gemara earlier in Bava Basra on Daf Chaf Beis, in which the Gemara tells a story involving Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak and Rava. And Tosfos says that it appears from that story that Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak was a Talmud of Rava. Now, in the Rush Lefaneinu, it's very interesting. When the Rush is saying that Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak is a Basra, meaning he came later than Rav Yechanan, it says in the Rush because Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak was Talmidei Shel Rava. Now, that's the way it's printed in the Rush Lefaneinu. As far as I was able to tell, in all of the Gemaras, even in the newer Gemaras, it's written as Talmidei Shel Rabba with a hey. Now, Talmidei Shel Rabba certainly allows for the possibility that he was before the days of Abaye V'Rava. But I think that that Lashon Talmidei Shel Rabba with a hey is a Toros Hadfus. Because there's no basis anywhere in Shas, and there's no mention in other Rishonim of Nachman Bar Yitzchak having been a Talmud of Rabba. In fact, as far as I could tell, as far as I was able to find among those Sfarim that try to collect these things, there isn't even any Gemara that talks about Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak and a relationship with Rabba or puts the two of them into the same story or the same Gemara. So l'cheir, this statement of the Rush means to be saying like the Tosfos in Bava Basra. He means to be quoting the Tosfos in Bava Basra who says Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak was Talmidei Shel Rava, which Tosfos bases on the Gemara in Bava Basra Daf Chaf Beis. So the Rush on that basis would be saying over here also, Talmidei Shel Rava, let's be magia that it should say Rava with an aleph rather than Rava with a hey. And then the Rush is Asi Shapir L'Shitasei, that since it's Mivaisav, I have a Rava V'Elach, so that's why the halacha should be like the Basra. I, the Tosfos in Avodah Zarah, that said that Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak was Kadmon Yosir Me Rava, the Hagoyis HaBach is magia on that Tosfos, that when Tosfos writes Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, take out the words Bar Yitzchak, and Tosfos means Rav Nachman Stam. And even though Tosfos is going on the Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak that appears in the Gemara, the Bach takes out the Bar Yitzchak in the Gemara also. He changes the whole page, the Gemara, the Tosfos, to make the Tosfos in Avodah Zarah shtim with the Tosfos in Bava Basra. Now it's kedai to stick in over here that this Haggah in the Tosfos in Avodah Zarah only works afi Tosfos l'shitasam. Because there's a Machlekes Rashi and Tosfos in Gittin, Daf Lamed Aleph, about who was Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak. Rashi over there says, Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak was the Chasdan de Bein Nesiyah. Now, the Gemara elsewhere says that Rav Nachman was the chassid of Nesiyah. So Tosfos says that I hear from the words of Rashi that Rashi identifies Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak as Rav Nachman Stam. It's the same person. And Tosfos argues with Rashi. Tosfos says, no, Rav Nachman Stam, his name was actually Rav Nachman Bar Yaakov. He's usually called Rav Nachman Stam. But Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak is somebody else. The Hagoyz HaBach in Avodah Zarah, who's miyashiv the steer between Tosfos and Avodah Zarah versus Tosfos and Bava Basra by saying that the Tosfos in Avodah Zarah that says he was Kadmon Yitzchak Rabba is referring to Rav Nachman Stam. While the Tosfos in Bava Basra that says he was Talmid Shel Rabba is talking about Rav Nachman Yitzchak, that's all very good. Lefi the Tosfos in Gittin, that Rav Nachman Stam and Rav Nachman Yitzchak are two different people. Mash Enkin, Lefi Rashi, one wouldn't be able to say this. Al Kol Panim, Lefi these Hagoyz, what the Rush says over here is nicha and is justified that Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak is taka of asura klapei Rabbi Yechanan and he's mimaisa by Rav Ve'elach, and therefore the Rush says that we should paskin like Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak. Nevertheless, like we learned already, the Rif and the Rambam paskin not like Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak; they paskin like Rabbi Yechanan. Zog the Beis Yosef, we're going to paskin like Rabbi Yechanan, like the Rif, like the Rambam, even though the Rush has to kasha. The Beis Yosef explains because t'mihoisav shel harash bekal yesh liyashvam. The Rush's kasha could be answered very easily. He doesn't elaborate. He doesn't tell us what his answer is. He just says, I'm not concerned with that kasha. And so in the Shulchan Aruch, he paskins like Rabbi Yechanan that one is only chayav after he was hayalei lamed. The Ramah says v'yeshemrim, and he brings down what the Torah said b'shem the Rush, that the halachish be like Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, that even before it was hayalei lamed, you're chayav al hayalei lahazir. Meaning, he wasn't so convinced with this Bekal Yesh Liyashiv. He took this taina of Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak being the Basra more seriously than the Beis Yosef did. I want to mention a connection, and I don't say that it's muchach, that it's related, but it's an interesting connection. I want to be aware of the idea that there's a machlaikis between the Beis Yosef and the Ramah, the oldest machlaikis between the Beis Yosef and the Ramah, in the Hakdamos. Let's start with the Hakdama of the Ramah. The Ramah writes in his Hakdama that he was working on this Sefer, a Pirush on the tour, going through all of the halachas and giving their background, until when he was in the middle of, he was actually near the end of Yerideya, and he says that then he discovered that there's somebody in Svas, Rav Yosef Cairo, who's writing the exact same Sefer that he was trying to write, but writing it so much better. He says, Rav Yosef Cairo is so much better than me, and he didn't leave anything he left no stone unturned, and he had a Chalisha Sadas. He said, all of my work was for nothing. What does the world need my Sefer for if we have the Beis Yosef? And then he says, but then afterwards he realized that no, there is a significant contribution in his Sefer that makes it kedaik to continue. And when he specifies what that is, it's a little bit different than the way it's usually said over. People often say over that the Ramah said, no, he's going to continue with his Sefer because he wants to represent the Ashkenazi Paiskim while the Beis Yosef focused on the Sephardi Paiskim. Now, it's true that that's what comes out in practice, but that's not the way the Ramah defines the difference. The Ramah says, because the Beis Yosef was not concerned about following the Basra, the Beis Yosef writes in his Akdama that he has three places that he considers the three Amudei Ha'ira. The three Amudei Ha'ira of history are the Rif, the Rambam, and the Rush. And so the Beis Yosef writes that I'll always take a vote among those three, and wherever there's a majority within those three, that's the way I'm going to paskin. The Ramah says that's all very good, except the problem is that the Rif and the Rambam are very early Rishonim, and often the later Rishonim ask kashas on them. They say that the Suga doesn't sound like the Maskana of the Rif and the Rambam. So he says if you have the Ravya and the Urzarua and the Rush and the Marivail and the Chumas Hadeshen arguing with the Rambam, they're a Basra. They learned the Rambam, they went back to the Gemara, they tried to be Miyashiv the Rambam with the Sugya, and they said that it doesn't shtim. So if they argue with the Rambam, then even if the Rambam is a bigger Paisik than any of these Paiskim, but they're a Basra. And so you have to follow these Paiskim Kenega the Rambam because of the Kal Hachasak of Basra. So the Ramah really based the whole Yesod of his Sefer on focusing more on Hilchas HaKav Asra than the Beis Yosef does. And that's why I'm pointing out a connection that over here, where the Rush said we should pass on Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak because he's the Basra, and the Beis Yosef said, Bekal Yesh Liyashev, I'm not really so concerned with that Kasha, but the Ramah was more concerned with it. Now I say it's not Muchach that there's a connection, because of course there's a big difference. Because over here in our sugya, we're talking about the shayla of passing like a basra among the Amirayim, while the Beis Yosef and the Ramah and their Hakdamites are arguing about passing like the basra among the Rishonim. It's not the same question, But nevertheless, perhaps it's related. I'm being ma'ir of the connection. Al kolpanim, to review, we have the Turin and Tafri Gimel presenting for us two yesodis dika machleikis among the Rishonim about what the halachas emerging from our sugya. The first one is that there's a machleikis whether the machayev of the first kadar who falls and is lying on the ground and then the sheni crashes into him, is he chayev mishum adam hamazik? That's the shitas Rashi, and the Tur calls it the Rif as well. Or is he chayev mishum bar, which is the shita of the Rosh, the Rambam, and apparently also the Rif? And the second machleikis is the Rishon who's chayev when he's lying on the ground, is he chayev only after it was hayulei lamoid? That's the shita of the Rif, because he passed them like a Yechanan. Or is he chayev immediately because of hayulei lahazir? That's the shita of the Rosh, because he passed like a Nachum Yitzchak. Now the next discussion is going to become a little bit more complex. The sugya over here began with the machlekes that Rabbi Yechon of Nachum Yitzchak about under what circumstances we'd be mechayev even l'man d'amar niskal lav pesheya. L'man d'amar niskal pesheya, you don't have to come on to anything. If you hold niskal pesheya, you don't need hayulei lama, you don't need hayulei lahazir, he's a pesheya already, and so he'll automatically be chayev. How do we paskin in this machlekes? Is the niskal a pesheya or not? Zuck the Rif, the Tur, rather, in 7 Tafyud Gimel, over here he says unequivocally, without any machlekes, we paskin niskal lav pesheya. So therefore, that which the Rishon is chayav will only be afterwards hayulei lamoid, alibid Rabbi Yechon, alibid the Rif, or because it was hayulei lahazir, alibid Rav Nachum Yitzchak, like the Pesach of the Rosh, but al kaponim, it will only be with those conditions, the hayulei lamoid or hayulei lahazir, because we paskin niskal lav pesheya. That's the Torah in Siman Tuf Yud Gimel. Similarly, in Siman Tuf Yud Beis, when he's talking about the previous Mishnah, the Mishnah Daf Chav Zayin, Nishpura Kadoi, the Torah paskins over there, like the Man Amar, Niskalav Pesheya, and so he won't be Chayev immediately for the Bishas Hezek Dik and the Zikin, and for the Lachan Afila, if he's Mafkin and the Zakim, the Vitarti Pligiv, the Gemara Daf Chav Tes, without going back into the Pratim, Al Kaponim, the Torah paskins, Lagabe, that Mishnah, Niskalav Pesheya. So the Torah consistently in Tafid Beis and in Tafid Gimel and all of the Mishnayos of our parak paskins that the halach is like the man da'amar niska lav pesheya. The trouble is that as we've already mentioned a number of times, there's a sugi in Bava Metzia daf pei beis that also talks about niska pesheya and niska lav pesheya, and over there is a third opinion. There's a Tana that says that it depends. That if the case over there, let me remind you, was talking about a shomer that was mavir chavis mimakom lamakom, and then he was niskal and he dropped the chavis and it broke. And there's an opinion over there of a lazer who is mechalik between whether he was walking on a straight path, a derech yeshara, or a slope, climbing up a hill or down a hill, a derech madrein, a slope. And Rabbi Lazar says that if it's b'derech yishara and he trips, then he's a pesheya. Niskal is taka pesheya on a derech yishara. He's only not a pesheya on a derech madrein. And the Turin Simon Shin Dalid paskins like Rabbi Lazar. He paskins that on a derech yishara and niskal is a pesheya. He's only not a pesheya on a derech madrein. So the Tur, he paskins differently in the sugya in Bava Kama and the sugya in Bava Metzia. Klapi the sugi in Bava Metzia, he paskins that if it's a derech yeshara, niskal is a pesheya. But klapi the sugi in Bava Kama, the whole parak haminiach, the earlier Mishnah, our Mishnah, he paskins like the man damer, niskal is not a pesheya. Reb Chaim asks the steerer in the Torah. Reb Chaim in Parak Gimel of Hilchas Chiris points out that the Torah l'cheri is inconsistent in the way he paskins between the two sugis. Zok Reb Chaim, but the teretz l'cheri is very pashut, because when the Torah paskins earlier that b'derech yishara niskal is pesheya, he doesn't mean that he's mamish a pesheya, because remember the sugyan Bava Metzia daf pei beis is talking about where the guy is holding the chavis, and when he trips and falls, he breaks the chavis. So that's a case of adam hamazik. If you're talking about adam hamazik, there's no p'tur oines. You don't have to be a pesheya to be chayiv if you're an adam hamazik. In oines is also chayiv by adam hamazik. Nervas. We learned, let's remember, the Teisus on Daf Chav Zayin that I mentioned already a few times and I said we'll keep on coming back to. The Teisus on Daf Chav Zayin said that we're mechalik between levels of einsim. There's something called an einis gomer, which Teisus then clarifies more specifically, means an einis ke'ein geneva v'aveda. Einis, I'm sorry, rather, ke'ein geneva as opposed to aveda.
In Einis Gomer means in Einis Ke'en Geneva, and then an Adam Amazik will be Pater. But if it's an Einis Ke'en Aveda, then he'll be Chayav. So Zok Yob Chayim, when the Torah paskins in Shimon Shin Dalid, that on a Derech Yishara and Niskal is a Peshaya, he doesn't mean he's a Peshaya Mamish. It's in the Sugya of Adam Amazik. So he just means that he's enough of a Peshaya to be Chayav Mishim Adam Amazik, which means what? That he's in Oines Ke'en Aveda rather than in Oines Ke'en Gneva. Either way, he's in the category of Oines, but he's in the lower level Oines, the Oines Ke'en Aveda, and therefore he's bad enough, he's close enough to a Peshaya, to be Chayav Mishim Adam Hamazek. But when you come to the mission in Perek HaMeniach, the Mashal, the Mishnah, Daf Chav Ches, that talks about Nishbar Kadir B'Shus HaRabim V'Huchal Echad B'Mayim, over there we have no Shaykhs to Adam Hamazek. Over there we're talking about a Kad that's lying in the street. So there, you're only going to be chayiv if you're mamash a pesheya. So here, the Torah just says niskalav pesheya. He doesn't differentiate between a derech yishara and a derech major, because even derech yishara, he's not mamash a pesheya. Even derech yishara, where the Torah said in Siman Shindal and niskal pesheya, he just meant that he's not such a big oynis that he should be pater even when he's an adam amazek. But by nishbar kad b'shus harabim, he's not an adam amazek. It's just a bar or a shar with machlekes Rabbi Shmuel over there, whether it's afkrei or loyafkrei, but alkapanim was mamoni shehizik. It wasn't an adam amazik, and therefore, as long as he's not a pesheya mamish, he'll be pater. So there, the Torah paskin simply that niskalav pesheya, and so he's pater. Zok Reb Chaim. So it's easy to be miyashiv. Reb Chaim calls that a davar pashut. He says that part is easy. To be miyashiv, the steer between the tour in Siman Shin Dalet and the tour in Siman Tuf Yud Beis, which again is the piece explaining the earlier Mishnah, the Mishnah of Nishbar Kadeh, that part is easy. Because Adam Amazik is different. Over here we're talking about Mamoni Shehezek. The problem is of a Zaktuv Chayim, but then we come to the next Siman, the tour in Siman Tuf Yud Gimel, which is the tour on our Mishnah. And there again, the Torah paskin niskalav peshaya and doesn't differentiate between a derech major and a derech yishara, meaning that even by derech yishara, he says niskalav peshaya. I am of a metzia in some shin dalid. He paskin that by an adam hamazik by a derech yishara. He paskin rather that by a derech yishara niskal is a peshaya. So we said before, over there is different because it's an adam hamazik. So how are we going to fear rice? Mashenkin over here is not an adam hamazik, it's a bar, but wait, not so fast. That's totally on the machleikis between the riff and the rush. The tour in Siman Tuf Yud Gimel brought two dais about whether over here the machayev is mishum bar or is mishum adam hamazik. So bishlam lafi the mahalach of his father, the rush, that over here the machayev is mishum bar. So then Tuf Yud Gimel, meaning this siman over here, our Mishnah, is just like the previous Mishnah, Tuf Yud Beis, the Mishnah Daf Chav Ches, Nishbar Kadeh, it's all Mishim Bar, it's all not similar to the Sugya of a Metzia, which you talked about in Siman Shin Dalet, and so the same teretz works, that when we're talking about Adam HaMazik, it's enough of a Pesheya, when a person is Niskal on a Derech Yishar, it's enough of a Pesheya to be Chayav Mishim Adam HaMazik. Boom, when we're talking about Mamoy Nishizik, when we're talking about a Mechayav of Bar, it's not enough of a Mechayav, not enough of a Pesheya to be Chayav Mishim Bar. But lafid the mahalach that the Torah quoted b'shem the Rif, that the mechayev in our Mishnah is mishum adam hamazik, so then that teretz doesn't work. Over here, l'cheir it's more daimit to the sugya bava mitzia. The sugya bava mitzia was adam hamazik, and the Torah paskined over there that pederach yishara niskal is a pesheya. So good, we explained he doesn't mean mamish a pesheya, but it's enough of a pesheya to be chayev if you're an adam hamazik. So over here, according to the Riff and our Mishnah, it is another mamazik. So why did the Torah say that? But if it's a derech yishara, the halach will be niskal pesheya, and it'll have a great nafkamina, because remember the Riff paskin like Rabbi Yechanan that lamatnam and niskal lav pesheya, you're only chayev after some time has gone by. But so according to the Riff, we come out paskining that you only chayev once time went by and was heard like lamoid, because he passes like Rabbi Yechanan. But Rabbi Yechanan only said that the man damar niskal lav pesheya. But if this is an adam hamazik, and by adam hamazik we paskin niskal is a pesheya because he's enough of a pesheya to be chayev mishum adam hamazik, so then the Torah should have brought down over here that b'derech yishara the halacha should be niskal pesheya, and he's chayev before was heard like lamoid. Zakter b'chayim, this comes out of chayev gavaldi gestira in the Torah. And for Reb Chaim, and here he says a geshmak of art. Even the fi the riff, that this kadr that's lying on the ground is considered an Adam HaMazik. An Adam HaMazik is taka chayiv not only for pshi, he's chayiv even for mild kinds of einsim. But Adam HaMazik is not always chayiv. Dr. B'chaim, there's a very sadistic Gemara on the top of Daf Mem Ches Amud Beis. Shteit in Daf Mem Ches Amud Beis, Shneihem Bershus, Oy Shneihem Shalei Bershus, Hiziku Ze Eze Chayavin, Huzku Ze Beze Pturin. That if you have a case where both parties, the Mazik and the Nizik, are on equal footing, meaning they're both equally entitled to be there, to be doing what they're doing, then, yes, they could be chayav if they were mazik actively, hiziku ze'ezeh, but if they were mazik passively, huzku ze'ezeh, then they're peturin. Now, our Mishnah, this kadu that's lying on the ground, and the Rif says he's chayav mishum adam ha-mazik, avada, he's not an adam ha-mazik that was hiziku, he's an adam ha-mazik that's a case of huzku. I mean, the sheni is huzek in the rishon, and the rishon is chayav mishum adam ha-mazik. What did it say about a huzku on daf mem ches? It said that if it was shnehem bershus, then he'd be pater. So in order to make this rishon chayev, we have to make the rishon, we have to consider his behavior to be shaloi bershus. If whatever he was doing was valid and legitimate and allowed, then he'd be pater on a huzku zebazeh. He's only chayev once what he was doing was considered shaloi bershus. Zokter B'chaim, the dividing line between Bershus and Shalei Bershus, that's going to be whether he was doing something that would be Mazik Beruach Matsuya. Meaning that doesn't go with the higher level of an Adam HaMazik, we don't care if it's Ruach Matsuya or Ruach She'ini Matsuya, even if it's Ruach She'ini Matsuya, he's still going to be Chayav until it's an Oynis Ke'en Geneva. That's what we say about an Adam HaMazik, Legabe patring him als Oynis. But Legabi calling him Shaloi Bershus, that's totally on Ruach Matsuya, Ruach She'ina Matsuya. If he was doing something that would be Mazik, that would cause harm, Ruach Matsuya, that's called Shaloi Bershus, like if he's running around. But if he's doing something that would only be Mazik, Ruach She'ina Matsuya, even if it will be Mazik in a Oines Ke'en Aveda, which doesn't have a Ptur Oines by Adam HaMazik, but it's enough to make it that it's Bershus. And Mamela, he can only be chayiv if it's hiziku, but not huzku. So mela, that which the Torah paskin and Simon Shin Dalin, that b'derech yishara niskal is a pesheya, but we already explained that he doesn't mean he's mamash a pesheya. He doesn't mean that being niskal is the kind of thing that'll happen b'ruach matsuya. He means that it's an oines ke'en aved, it's the lower level of oines, it's still going to be chayiv by adam hamazik. But that's not enough to make it Shaloi Bershus. And so the Kadir over here, even if he was Niskal B'derech Yishara, he may not have a Ptur Oines, but he still has the Ptur that he's acting Bershus. And as long as he's acting Bershus, he could still be Chayav Avad and Adam Mazik could be Chayav, but only by Hiziku, but not by Huzku. And over here, where it's a case of Huzku, so he's not going to be Chayav with that machayev of Niskal Pesheya. The Niskal Pesheya of Simon Shin Dalit, or the Niskal Pesheya of Baba Metzia Daf Pei Beis, where someone's walking B'derech Yishara and he's Niskal, and that's called a Pesheya, that's not enough of a Pesheya to make it considered Shalei Bershus, and so it won't be machayev in the passive case of Huzku. And therefore over here, he needs, even the Rif will agree that you need it to first be Hoylei Lamoid V'loy Amad. He's lying on the ground for no good reason. That's already a Shalei Bershus. Once he's Hoylei Lama V'loy Amad, that puts him into the category of Shalei Bershus. And Mamela will be Chayav Mishum Adam HaMazik. But before that, he won't be Chayav, even though he's an Adam HaMazik, he won't be Chayav Alt Niskal Pesheya, because that level of Pesheya is not enough to make him a Shalei Bershus. Again, to review in a nutshell, the Tur is Mechalik. In Niskal Pesheya, he paskins in our sugi Niskal Pesheya. Really, he holds up a derech yeshara. It's enough of a Pesheya to be mechayev an Adam HaMazik. It's not enough of a mechayev to be mechayev mishum bar. And it's also not enough of a mechayev to make an Adam HaMazik be considered a Shalei Bershus and a Mela over here, where it's a case of Huzku, it blibes Pater. Let's talk now about the Mishnah, which the Gemara quotes on Amud Aleph. The Mishnah that actually appears on the bottom of Amud Beis and onto the top of the next daf. The Gemara over here quotes You have a situation where one person is traveling with a kaira, a beam, which is a potential mazik. The other person is traveling with a chavis, a barrel, which is a delicate item, a potential nizak. And the Mishnah talks about where the Baal Kaira was ahead of the Baal Chavis. And the Mishnah says that if the Baal Chavis speeds up and crashes into the Baal Kaira, well, then that's his own fault. So Avada the Baal Kaira is Pater. If, however, the Baal Kaira stopped in the Rishus Rabin, and then the Baal Chavis, traveling normally, crashes into the Baal Kaira and his Chavis breaks, then the Baal Kaira is Chayav. Now the Rishenim, a number of Rishenim, in particular the Tesis Rabbeinu Peretz in the middle of the Shaka Vataria on Amud Beis, Tesis Rabbeinu Peretz talks about this case. He says, L'chayra, this case is similar to the Shnei Kedarim of our Mishnah, where you have somebody being mazik passively. Just like in our Mishnah, you had Shnei Kedarim, the front Kadar fell down, and then the Sheni crashes into the Rishen. Over here, you have a similar thing. The Baal Kaira is walking in front, he stopped, and then the Baal Chavis crashes into him. We learned before that the Torah brings down a Machlaikis Rishenim. Rabbeinu Peretz has other Balei Plukta taking the two sides, but he also talks about the same Chakira, about whether the Machayev in the case of Shnei Kedarim is Mishum Adam Hamazik or Mishum Bar. And he says, L'chayri, you'd have the same Tupshatim in the next Mishnah. Is the Baal Kaira who's standing still and then the Baal Chavis crashes into him, is that Baal Kaira Chayev Mishum Adam Hamazik or Mishum Bar? The problem is, Fakir Rabbeinu Peretz, how could anybody say that he's even Chayev Mishum Bar? The case over there is clearly that what got broken, a Chavis is Kalim. A Bar is Patran Kalim. Bish, Lama Lafi, the Rif. We'll use our names, the names that the Torah brings down for these two Mahalchim. Bishlam lefi the rif, that the machayev for the kader who's lying in the street, meaning for someone who's mazik passively, is still called adam hamazik. So too the Baal Kaira who was oimed in the rishus rabim could be called an adam hamazik. So he's chayev when the Baal Chavis crashes into him and the Chavis breaks. But according to the Rush, who holds by the Shnei Kedarim that the machayev is mishum bar, and so too the Baal Kaira who's standing there lechayra should be a bar, how could a bar be chayev for a Chavis? A bar is Pater and Kalim. Azoifrek Rabbeinu Peretz. Rabbeinu Peretz says that we would break down this question and address it differently, Alibid Rabbi Yechanan and Alibid Rabbi Nachman Bar Yitzchak. Alibid Rabbi Yechanan, first, let me remind you, within the Shak Levitari that the Gemara brought down, it came out that there were two pshatim in the Mishnah of the Baal Kaira and the Baal Chavis. When it says that if the Baal Kaira stands still, then he's chayav for breaking the chavis, did that mean oimid lekatef or oimid lafosh? And the Gemara said that according to Rabbi Yechanan, that there is no chiyav called hoyalei lahazir, there's no machayev al hoyalei lahazir, then we'd only be machayev the Baal Kaira if he was oimid lafosh. Oimid lafosh means he stopped to rest. He just stopped traveling. It wasn't part of the normal way of traveling. Like he double parked. He parked his truck in the middle of the highway. So that avad is a real shinui, a real pshia. So then he's chayev. But if he was just oimid lafush, right? I'm sorry, if he was just oimid lekatef, meaning to adjust his packages, which is the kind of stopping which is normal to do while you're traveling. Lamashal, he slowed down to make a left turn. He came into an intersection and stopped to make a left turn. That lechayev would be daime to an oimid lekatef. So the Gemara says, according to Rabbi Yechanan, you wouldn't be chayev for that. But according to Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, you'd be chayev even for that, because hayolei lahazir, you should have turned on your blinker, your turn signal, or something al derech zeh. Lav dafka, the pratim will be identical in a contemporary case, but that's be'erech what they're talking about. According to Rabbi Yechanan, the machayev for the Baal Kaira is dafka, and he was oimid lafosh, he was really mishana. According to Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, even if he was oimid lekatef, meaning he was really acting, behaving normally, but since he wasn't maz here, and Hayilah Lahazir, that's enough to be Chayav. So Dr. Rabbeinu Peretz, Bishlam, according to Rabbi Yechanan, that we're talking about where he was Oymed Lekatev. So then I understand it's very different than the Kader who's lying on the ground, because his Hezek is completely passive. There's no Maisa Hezek. The Shnei Kedarim, where the Rush says that the Rishon is called a bar, that's because all he did was fall. against his will, he didn't do it voluntarily or actively, that's completely passive, so that's called a bar. But over here, where the Rishon, the Baal Kaira, is Oymed Lafush, so that Amida is a Maisa Hezek. He's Chayef for being Oymed. He did something which he's Chayef for, so that's called a Maisa Hezek, so that's an Adam Hamad. Zog Yavin and Peretz, it could be that even those, again, whom we're calling the Rush, who call the front guy of the Shnei Kadarim, they call him a bar, but they would agree that the Baal HaKaira, who's Oymed Lafush, is an Adam HaMazik. That's all good according to Rav Yechanan, that he was Oymed Lafush. But according to Nachum Yitzchak, that he was Oymed Lakatev, so he didn't do a Maisa Hezek. It's not what he did that's Mechayef, and what he did was perfectly normal. He was Oymed Lakatev, you're supposed to be Oymed Lakatev. What's he Chayef for? Once you're being Oymed Lakatev, you should be Mazir. He wasn't Mazir, so we're being Mechayef for what he didn't do. That's a passive Mechayef. L'chayef, that's very damage to the Kader that just fell down. So here again, Zakt Rabbeinu Peretz, it should still be a bar. Meaning, if you hold that the Shnei Kadarim case is a bar, so this should also be a bar. And if it's a bar, how could you be Chayef for a Chavetz? Azoy Fakt Rabbeinu Peretz. And for Rabbeinu Peretz. Rabbeinu Peretz, Imamish, we're reading a Tosfos, Tosfos Rabbeinu Peretz. But it sounds like an Achrein Shechakira. He says, when we say a Libid Rav Nachum Bar Yitzchak, that we're talking about an Oymed Lekatev, which is really, or Chay, it's normal, but nevertheless Yechayev, because it's Hayla Lahazir, so you could clarify Chakira. Is the Pshat that he's Chayev for what he didn't do? He wasn't Mazir, that's a passive kind of a Mechayev. Or is the Pshat that Al Yedei, the fact that he wasn't Mazir, that turns his Amida into a Maisa Hezek. Meaning that even though true, we say that Oymed Lekatev is a normal thing to do, but it's only normal when you're Mazir. But to be Oymed without being Mazir, that's Meshunah, just like being Oymed Lafush is Meshunah. It's a Pshia, it's a Maisa Hezek. So being Oymed Lekatev could also be a Maisa Hezek, except if you're Mazir, then it's not a Maisa Hezek. But if you're not Mazir, then the Oymed Lekatev is also a Maisa Hezek. That, he says, those are the two tzad and the two ways to look at it. Do we say that what you did was normal, you were just Oymed Lekatev, and your pshia was just that you weren't Mazir, the Shlilus, the Shevi Altase? Or do we say that on your day that you weren't Mazir, the Amid Lekatev becomes a Maisa Hezek? Zok Rabbeinu Peretz, what's the Nafkamina? I'll tell you a Nafkamina from my Chakira. The Nafkamina will be, let's say it's a guy who isn't able to speak, he's an Elaim. Zok Rabbeinu Peretz, not a Cheresh, who's a Lav Bardas, but an Elaim who's a Bardas, but he's not able to speak. So he can't be Mazir. And he's Oymed Lekatev without being Mazir. If you'll learn that the Mechayev is the Loi Hizir, Oymed Lekatev, we're going to say, is always Orche, that's not a Mechayev, that's not a Pshia, just he should have been Mazir. And that's the whole Mechayev. Then we'd say that for an Elaim, since he can't be Mazir, so he's an Oymed on that. So if he's an Oymed on the whole Mechayev, he'll talk be Potter. But if you learn that really the Loi Hizir turns the Amid Lekatev into a Maisa Hezek, so then an Elaim could also be Chayef for that. Since he can't be Mazir, so he has no business being Oymed Lekatev. It's only Orche to be Oymed Lekatev if you're going to be Mazir. But if you can't be Mazir, then you're not allowed to be Oymed Lekatev. So this Elaim should never have been Oymed Lekatev. Rabbeinu Peretz says he's mistopic about what will be the din. Lafir of Nachum Bar Yitzchak, that the Mishnah is only Mechayev and Oymed. The Mishnah is Mechayev, even an Oymed Lekatev. If he's not Mazir, what will be the din by an Elaim? And it's totally, he says, Lechira on this Chakira. Is the Mechayev the Loi Hizir, or does the Loi Hizir make the Amida Lekatev into a Maisa Hezek? If you're willing to say that the Loi Hizir makes the Amida Lekatev into a Maisa Hezek, so then it's Nicha Rav Nachum Bar Yitzchak, the same way it was Nicha, according to Rabbi Yechanan. Since he was Oymed, his Amida is a Maisa Hezek, that makes it worse than the case of the Shnei Kadarim, where it was just a nafal, there's no maisa on his part at all. So the Rush only says that you're called a bar in the case of nafal, but in the case of Amman, you wouldn't be considered a bar. But lafi the other tzad, lafi that tzad, that really the Oymed Lekatev could never be considered a maisa hezek. It's only the machayev is only that it was loy his here. So he says that lachir is very damaging to the Shnei Kadarim. If the Rush is going to call the case of Shnei Kadarim, again, he doesn't call it the Rush, but he says those that are going to call the Shnei Kadarim case, where the region falls down, and they're going to call it a bar, meaning that since it's just a shevi al tasid, it's just a passive kind of a mazik, it's a bar. So over here, the mechayiv and the mishnah of Amad Bal Kaira is also a passive mechayiv, according to Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, that he was only oimid lekatev, he didn't do anything wrong, just he wasn't mazir. He's chayiv because he wasn't mazir. So lechayiv, that's a passive mechayiv. So that should also be a bar. And if it's a bar, how could he be chayiv for breaking a chavis, a balabar is patra and kalim? So finally, Dr. Benu Peretz, he gives a final teretz. Benu Peretz says that that which the Rush holds, that an Adam loses his shame Adam and becomes a bar, says, Loi paka mine din Adam hamazak lechashiv bar el dafka, Dr. Vayner Peretz, a Baal Chai could never be a bar. He's a Baal Chai. How could you say he's not an Adam? He's an Adam. When could you say that an Adam stops being called an Adam? Only when he's not acting like an Adam. Meaning, if there's no active energy, he's not acting in any way like someone who's alive, so he's acting the same way in a lifeless object would be acting, and then you can call him a bar. So the case of the Shnei Kedarim, Nafal HaRishon, he was Nafal, he's lying on the street, he's lying motionless, that you could call a bar. But an Adam who's standing means he's acting like a thing that's alive, he's not acting like a Chafzi, he's acting like a Gavra. Once he's standing, even though he's just as passive in his Shem Mazik as the case of the Shnei Kedarim, He didn't do any ma'aseh hezek. He was aimed with lekatef, which is urche. The only reason why he's a mazik because he was loy hizir, which is completely passive. But still, he's standing. He's not acting the same way that a mace would act, like an inanimate object would act. He's acting like a bal chai, because man that he's acting like a bal chai, like poka mine shem adam. And so he's going to be an adam ha-mazik, and he's chayev on kalim. So again, three mahalchim, three steps in Rabbeinu Peretz to explain how the Baal Kaira could be chayiv on the Nizkei Chavis, even though some Rishonim, like the Rush, hold that the Rishon that falls down is called a bar, not an Adam HaMazik, and a bar is not chayiv on Kalim, either Alibad Rabbi Yechanan, because over here where he's Oymid Lafush, there's a Maisa Hazik. And then he says, possibly even according to Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, that he's Oymid Lekatev, but when you're not Mazir, the Oymid Lekatev could also be Maisa Hazik. And finally, he says, even if you're not gonna accept either of those two, but you could say that Kolzman that he's standing, he's acting alive, then no Rishonim are going to say that he's a bar. They only say that he loses his shame Adam and becomes a bar when he's acting like an inanimate object. Now, the next shtickle will continue. Ma'inyan le'inyan ba'isay inyan. Rabbi Kiva Eger addresses the same kasha that Rabbeinu Peretz talked about, but he takes it in a very different direction. To review, Rabbeinu Peretz was bothered, according to the Rush, that the Mechayev in the Mishnah of Shnei Kedarim, where the first guy is on the floor, the Mechayev is Mishum Bar. So how then in the Mishnah of the Baal Kaira and the Baal Chavis, and it was Amad Baal Kaira, how could he be Chayev in the Nizkei HaChavis? He's just a bar, and a bar is Patran Kelim. So Rabbi Kiva Eger asks the same kasha, and he also begins the same way Rabbeinu Peretz did, that according to Rabbi Yechanan, it's not shver. Because according to Rabbi Yechanan, the Mishnah is talking about where he's Amid Lafush. Amid Lafush, that's a Maisa Hezek. So then it's very nicha that he's chayev because he's a real Adam HaMazik, so he'll be chayev even on Kalim. The problem is according to Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak. Now let's chazer over this step. That which there's an assumption here that Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak learns differently in the Mishnah on Amid Beis and learns that it's chayev even by Amid Lekatev. What's that based on? That's because in our Shaka Vitaria, you see that the Gemara brings the Mishnah of Baal Kaira and Baal Chavis, Amad Baal Kaira, and then he's Chayef and the Chavis. The Gemara brings that as a Kasha on Rabbi Yechanan, because the Gemara says, My Lav Sha'amad Lekatev. Meaning the Gemara says, but Pashtus, you'd assume that the Mishnah is talking about in all cases, even Oymid Lekatev, and you're Chayef because Hayulai Lahaz here, and it's a Kasha on Rabbi Yechanan. And the Gemara says, Loi Kisha'amad Lafush. The Gemara says that only as a defense for Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan will have to say that the Mishnah is talking about Oymid Lafush. And the Gemara attacked that pshat. That the Mishnah is only Mechayev Oymid Lafush. Why did the Mishnah speak out this chilek and say that Oymid Lekatev is Potter? So the Rehitus of the Shaka Vitaria, that the Gemara made this Ukimta of Kisha Amad Lafush,
only for the benefit of defending Rabbi Yochanan. And the Gemara attacked it as if really Be'etzim, that's not such a good pshat. True, the Gemara gave a teretz, a deichik pshat, how Rabbi Yochanan could be miyashiv, why it wasn't l'fli v'lisi b'didya. But the pashat is that according to Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, who could learn that the Mishnah is mechayev in all cases of Amad, even Amad L'katev, because Ha'ilay L'hazir, Avad, he would learn that way. So you'd expect that according to Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, the mechayev in the Mishnah is even by Amad L'katev, and that's why we were bothered by this kasha, that Oy Bazoi, he shouldn't be considered an Adam Mazik, he should be considered a bur, according to the Rush and those that hold like him. And Mameli, he shouldn't be chayev for Kalim, how could the Mishnah be mechayev the Balakayev for the Shmiras HaChavetz? Zucker Bikivager, I believe that this whole assumption based on our Shak Levitaria is a ta'os. There's no machlaikis of Nachamar Yitzchak and Rabbi Yochanan about pshat in the Mishnah of the Chavis and the Kaira. When the Gemara says Kisha Amad Lafosh, the Gemara says it'll be Rabbi Yochanan, but who had din that'll be the pshat in the Mishnah of the Nachamar Yitzchak? How do I know? Zuck the Rabbi Kivager, because Azoy, everyone has a cash on the tour. The tour paskins, like we mentioned already in Siman Tuf Yud Gimel, the tour Al-Kapanim, he brings down that some Rishen and paskin like of Nachman Bar Yitzchak, he brings down that B'Shem his father, the Rush, that the Rush paskin like of Nachman Bar Yitzchak. And yet, in Siman Shin Ayin Tes, when he's talking about the Mishnah of the Chavis and the Kaira, he says that if the Amad Bal Chavis, and then the Chavis crashes into him, the Bal Chavis is Chayav, if he was Omid Lafosh. And he doesn't bring down a Yesh Emer over there that he'll be chayiv even if he's Omid Lekatev. And the Sma is Omid on this Stira. Frek the Sma in Siman Tuf Yud Gimel. If the Tur brings down over here a Yesh Emer, right, which is, or the Ramah actually in Tuf Yud Gimel, following the Tur, brings down the Yesh Emer, which is really the Rush, that we pass like Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak. So then Frek the Sma, why didn't he say back in Siman Shimon Yud Tes that there's a Yesh Emer that the Balakir will be chayiv even by Omid Lekatev? Because after all, it seems from our Gemara that that's how Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak is going to paskin. Dr. Bikiv Eger, the Tarot says, no. Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak really agrees that the Pshat in the Mishnah, where it says, Amad Bal Kair Chayev, is Dafkev, he's Amid Lafash. I, the Gemara, only said that, Alibid Rav Yechanan, and the Gemara challenged it, Lift like Vilisim Bidida. So Rav Bikiv Eger has a chaf. That which the Gemara asked of Lift like Vilisim Bidida, that if it's true that you're only Chayev by Amid Lafash, Lafosh, but you'd be part by Omid Lekatev, then the Mishnah should have spoken out that chiluk. That's the challenge that the Gemara gave against this pshat. That's only a challenge according to Rabbi Yochanan's learning of this pshat. If Rabbi Yochanan learns that you're only chayiv by Omid Lafosh, but not by Omid Lekatev, that means that he draws a line between Omid Lafosh and Omid Lekatev. Omid Lafosh is enough of a pshia to be chayiv. Omid Lekatev is not enough of a pshia to be chayiv. Such a chiluk, the Mishnah should have spoken out. But according to Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, he might make the same chiluk, but it's for an entirely different reason. Omid Lafosh Yechayev, because you're an Adam HaMazik. Your Amida was a Maisa Hezek. Omid Lekatev Yechayev, not because it isn't a Pshia, but because since you didn't do a Maisa Hezek, you're only Chayev Mishum Bar. Omid Lekatev, like the Svar of Rabbeinu Peretz, Omid Lekatev is passive. It's more like the Kadr that falls down. So Yechiv is Mishum Bar. And since Yechiv is Mishum Bar and the other guy is carrying a Chavis, what broke over here is a Kli and a Balabar is Pater for Kalim. So Avadi will be Pater in the case of Omid Lekatev. But not because you're not a Pesheya. You'll be Pater because you're not an Adam HaMazik. You're just a Bar and a Bar is Pater on Kalim. If that's the reason why you're potter, then you can't ask the kasha of lifleg v'lisim v'didah that the Mishnah should have spoken out that chilak. Why not? Because that chilak is already b'machalikis hishiruya. The Gemara on Daf Nun Gimel Amud Beis brings down that there's a Tana Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda ha'yim achayev niske kelim b'bar. That which we assume that a balabar is potter on kelim, that's all according to the Chachamim, but not according to Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda holds that a balabar is potter on kelim. So you can't ask a kasha, lifting v'lisim b'didah. Maybe the Gemara didn't want, the Mishnah didn't want to get involved in that machlokes and say a patur that's only true according to the Chachamim and not true according to Rabbi Yehuda. So Mele Zakir B'Kiv Eger, Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Nachman Yitzchak, they both learn that the Mishnah where it says Amad Balkair Chayav, that Mishnah is dafka by Amad Lafash. But they learn that way for two different reasons. Rabbi Yochanan says that you're only chayiv when you're Omid Lafosh because only Omid Lafosh is a Pesheya. Rabbi Nachman Bar Yitzchak says that you're only chayiv by Omid Lafosh
because I mean, lekatef is a bar, and a bar is patran kelim. So when the Gemara attacks Rabbi Yechon and says, "Oy bazoi, that you're only chayav imid lafosh liflay with this bedida," the kasha is only on Rabbi Yechon. On Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, there's a gritteretz of the kasha. So maybe the Gemara doesn't ask that kasha libid Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, but not because Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak isn't learning that pshat in the Mishnah. So it comes out that everybody's learning that the Mishnah is only chayav by imid lafosh, not by imid lekatef. With that is ferenfert the kasha of the sma and also the kasha of Rabbeinu Peretz. The kasha of the sma, why didn't the Tur and the Ramah speak out in Siman Shinayin Tes? Since they paskin, they bring down a yechamer and the paskin like Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, why didn't they speak out in Siman Shinayin Tes? That the balakir will be chayiv even when he was aimed with lekatef. Contrary to Kivayger, comes out very good. Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak agrees that you won't be chayiv if you're aimed lekatef. And to the kasha of Rabbeinu Peretz, that according to those Rishonim that the Mechayev in the Mishnah is Mishum Bar, how could you be Chayev by Omid Lekatef, where you're just a bar, how could you be Chayev for breaking a Chavos, which is Kalim? Peretz says, then no, he's not Chayev. Rabbi Nachman Yitzchak is not Mechayev by Omid Lekatef. He's only Mechayev by Omid Lafush. And by Omid Lafush, Rabbeinu Peretz already said there, he's very happy to learn that you're Adam HaMatzik because you're doing a Maisa Hezek. So with this vert of Rabbi Kivayger, he answers both of these kashas that the Free Adikim Mefarshim had. Let's finish off with one very geschmack shtickle on the Rashi on Amud Beis, Dibur Maschal Ella Amar Rava. Remember, Rava made a statement in the Gemara differentiating between the chiv of the Rishon towards the Sheni versus the chiv of the Sheni towards the Shlishi. There was a whole shock of Vitaria where we went through various possibilities about what exactly the chiluk was. Al Kaponim Rashi, in explaining the Maskana of the Gemara, Rashi says that La'ilim were going in the Manda Amar Niska Lav Peshea. Nobody was really Peshea for falling down, but they were Peshea for not getting up. That's the Peshea, that's the Peshea for both of them. And then Zogt Rashi, but the Rishon is more of a Peshea. Rashi uses the Lashon Peshea Tfei. In the third line of that Rashi, it's about 10 lines into the wide lines. Rashi has a line that the Sheni, afilu Ha'ilei Lamoid, Leim Chayiv Kuli Hai, Kirishin. He's not quite as chayiv as the Rishon. The Rishon have a pesheya tfei mishen. The Rishon is a gresser of pesheya. And these are such ambiguous lashonos. Usually we like to think in clear-cut terms. Somebody is a pesheya or not a pesheya. He's a machayev or he's not a chayiv. But to see Rashi talking about a pesheya tfei and le machayev kuli hai, what does this mean? Rav Aaron Kuplin, the Mishnah of Aaron, comes to explain. He says that ordinarily when we talk about a ptur oinis, forget about by Nezikin per se, but in Kol Terakula, there's a klal, Ula Narli Sasadavi, you're not Chayef for Oinsim. So there's a famous story that the Achrenim say that when somebody does a Maisa B'Oinis, it's not just a Petur from the Oinis, he doesn't get punished for it because he didn't do it on purpose. The Torah doesn't consider it his Maisa. V'Chanan Vassaman brings a Raya, V'Chanan Vassaman and Ksubis brings a Raya that the Chem Neshlemi says over from the Gemara and Ksubis and the Gemara and Avodah Zarah, Nun Dalid, where it talks about the halacha that a shur that's nevad is pasul lahakrava. If Reuben bows down to a shur, that shur becomes pasul lahakrava. Let's say Shimon is koifer Reuben, forces him to bow down to the shur. So Reuben was oved ba'ineis. The Gemara says that the shur b'chiyagavim does not become usher, does not become pasul lahakrava. The chayyur is very surprising. If I understand, Reuven didn't do anything wrong. He was forced. He's an oinis. He has a petur oinis. But how does that affect the shur? The shur is the same nevad, whether Reuven was doing it for oinis or whether Reuven was doing it for rasin. It doesn't make a difference. Klapi the shur. So the Chem Neshlemi says that we see from there that when we say that a mice is done by oinis, it doesn't just take away the responsibility for the avera. It takes away the whole maisa. It's not called that he did it anymore. What's called, when I decide to do something, that's called, and then I do it, that's called I did it. But if I never decided to do it, that's not considered my maisa. So a maisa that takes place by oinis is not mesiachis to the oisa, to the one that does it. So when we talk, Aaron, the sheni over here, who's a real oinis, his falling was because he crashed into the Rishon. He had no way to avoid that. He crashed into the Rishon. So that's not called his Maisa altogether. So the Nefila wasn't his Maisa. He didn't do anything. Nervas. Ha'ilei Lamoid. He didn't get up. The whole Mechayev starts with the Ha'ilei Lamoid. So you could call him a Pshia for that. But it's a Pshia without any kind of a Maisa. So All he could be called is a bar, but he can't become an Adam HaMazik. Masha'in came the Rishon. Good, we're going like the man Amar Niska Lav Peshaya. So his Nefila also wasn't a Peshaya. But we know, again, let's recall the Yisoid of the Tosfos and the beginning of the Perek on Daf Chav Zayin, which laid down a Yisoid, which is Negea for come out every Daf in the Perek, that there's Chilukim within Adam HaMazik, there's different levels of Einsim, Einis that's Ke'en Geneva, Adam HaMazik is Pater, Einis that's Ke'en Aved, Adam HaMazik is Chayev. For us, it's not even Negea so much the chilik between those two, but the point is, but there's multiple levels of Aines before you reach the kind of an Aines that's a Shayol, which is Pater, and a Shayol we say is Pater for Ainsim. That's a level of Aines that's beyond the Aines of Ke'en Geneva and beyond the Aines of Ke'en Aveda. So you see that within Nezikin, there's different types of Ainsim. There are cases that might not be considered an Aines Klapikal Tarakula, but there's still an Aines Legabe Hilchas Nezikin. So Dr. Aaron, such an Aines, it's not a Machayev. You don't have to pay for it. But it doesn't qualify for that din of Olonar Le Sasadavar that's not called your Maisa. That's the Aines of Niskalav Peshaya. Like Taisa said on Daf Chavzayin, that Niskalav Peshaya is a Peshat, that it's an Aines Ke'en Geneva, so it's not considered a Peshaya in Hilchas Nezikin. But that's still not a real Aines. Hashem Asachar wouldn't be Pater for that. Hashem Asachar was Pater for Einsim. He's Chayef for Geneva. So the Nefila of the Rishon, even though we're going like the Manu Meniskalav Peshaya, so his Nefila, like the Sheni, it was not a Peshia, but it wasn't the kind of an Einis that we say it's not his Maisa. So he has a Maisa Nefila. Then he was Hayulei Lamoid Veloy Amad, which is a Peshia. So his pshia can now be mitzuref with his maisa nefila to become a mazik. So he's an adam hamazik because he has a maisa and he has a pshia. True, the maisa wasn't the pshia. The maisa was niskal lav pesheya. But it was enough, it was close enough to it being a pshia that it could be called his maisa nefila. So he has a maisa nefila, which then is mitzuref to the pshia of the hayu leilamu v'loy amad. Taken together, that can make him into Adam HaMazik. Mash Enkin, the Sheni, his Nefila is also not a Pshia, but his Nefila is more than just Niskalav Pesheya. He crashed into the Rishon. It was the Rishon's fault that he fell. So he's Mamash and Aynes. So his Nefila is not considered his Maisa Nefila at all. So then, true, he has a Pshia, but his Pshia is not Mitzuref to anything. So a Pshia without any Maisa Nefila, that blibes just a Mazik of Bar. Mash Enkin, a Pshia that could be Mitzuref to a Maisa Nefila becomes an Adam HaMazik.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a Daf or Masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.